Guess whose birthday it is? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Tina Nunziato, and sitting next to me is the beautiful Dr. Liz Cruz. Welcome, Dr. Cruz, to your show.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you.
Yes, and you looking fabulous today in your scrubs. So for those of you that watch us on YouTube, you get to see Dr. Cruz in her scrubs. And if you don't watch us on YouTube, then get out to YouTube so you can actually see what Dr. Cruz looks like when she comes home after a hard day's at work. So we apologize for not podcasting last week. We had a crazy, crazy Wednesday last week. We normally podcast on Wednesday during Dr. Cruz's admin day, and we just did not get to it. And this week, we're podcasting a little bit early because this Wednesday, is Dr. Cruz's birthday.
Yay.
So we will be doing everything but working on Wednesday. She doesn't know yet what we're doing, but yes, we're going to be having a lot of fun on Wednesday and taking a little bit of a break from work because she deserves it.
Can't wait.
She's been working her booty off, well, working other people's booties off lately. but anyway, we just wanted to celebrate her on this podcast and talk a little bit about maybe some lessons you've learned this last year of life and maybe what your goals are for, moving into 2023 here.
Well, I have... I've learned a lot. I consider myself to be a lifelong learner. I love a lot of self-help books.
Mm-hmm.
Love self-help books. I mean, I think I've been reading them since I was a teenager. And for those of you that are old enough to know, Zig Ziglar, one of the most famous motivational speakers in his day. I used to read his books. I used to read Leo Buscaglia, who is an Italian guy. Also very, a lot of self-help, a lot of mindfulness. And over the past couple years, I've really gotten a lot into, last few years. I mean, Tina and I started to do energy work about 3 or 4 years ago. And I've really have delved in even deeper over the last couple years for health reasons into like the soul, the spiritual side of us, the soul, because really that is what we are. We are all these balls of energy. We are a soul that has come to live here on earth, like in a physical body, okay? And so it's been, learning a lot about that kind of spirituality and tuning, trying to really focus and hone in on my vibrations. We are such energetic. We are energy. Okay. Like if you break us down, we're made of atoms, and atoms work through energy. There's electrons and neutrons, and so we are down at the very basic core. We are energy, and everything around us is energy. I mean, you've walked into a room before where you can feel the energy, right?
Cut the air with a knife. That's
right?
Energy.
That's energy. I mean, if somebody is mad at you, usually if you are, especially if you're in tune to energies, you can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
You can feel that energy. You can feel, all sorts of things. And in fact, the last time we podcasted, I talked about that one of the podcasts we're going to do here is going to be on our vibration and foods that increase our vibration. Okay. So anyways, I've been doing a lot with that and I've learned a lot. Our mind is so powerful. The thoughts that we think are so powerful and really control our lives, okay? Really control our lives. I mean, when you start thinking negative things, Okay, like it is such a downward spiral, you know, mm-hmm. and then you get on this, you know, your brain gets into this circuit that it can't break out of sometimes. And it's so, you know, it's just such a downward spiral. And the reality is that we can take our thoughts and we can massage them into better thoughts, mm-hmm. positive thoughts that raise our energy, but it takes effort. It really takes effort. So I've been working a lot on that this mm-hmm. past year. Been listening to some really great speakers in that realm that I found on YouTube and just have really been honing in on that. You know, I've been doing a lot of tapping over the last couple years, but especially over this last year. I mean, and we talked about this on one of the podcasts about tapping, which is basically a different form of acupuncture, but it's acupressure, where you're literally tapping at the endpoints of the different meridians. And so
this is something you do to yourself.
Yeah. And it's so easy. I mean, you could do it yourself and you can do these, you know, 10, 12 minute meditations of tapping and basically, you know, you end up decreasing your cortisol level, your stress level goes down. I feel it like almost immediately. I feel it. And I just have this surge of energy. So I do a lot of tapping.
I think we should do one of our upcoming podcasts on you doing a tapping session.
Okay.
So people can watch what you do.
Totally. I think that'd totally. Be awesome. I thought you'd never ask.
Like I have to ask.
Yes, definitely. I would love to do that. I would love to do that.
I think that would be fun, especially if, for those people that are not watching us on YouTube, it would kind of force them to go to YouTube because then they could watch what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, that's definitely one where you want to see us on YouTube. Yeah. Okay. You know, I've learned a lot. I mean, some of you may know my mom died last year. In August, my mom and grandma died within 48 hours of each other from COVID. And it was a really, you know, it was just very emotionally traumatic for me, for all of us. You know, those were and will always be the matriarchs of our family. You know, they were like, I mean, my mom was the glue of our family. And so, you know, it's been a rough year. But I've really focused a lot on trying to focus on rechanneling my thoughts and trying to keep positive and doing a lot of praying, you know, and so it's been a challenging year, but I feel like I've grown a lot. And so, you know, I have, you know, it's been interesting because they died of COVID, right? I mean, we had just been out there a few months before to celebrate my mom's 75th birthday. You know, like, you never know. Like, life changes just like that. Mm-hmm. It changes just like that. And so it just really made me, you know, really made me sit back and think even more, you know, like the importance of the time that we have with our loved ones and how... You never know. There's no guarantee. Mm-hmm. There is no guarantee. And none of us is immune to something happening. I mean, COVID is a perfect example of that, okay? It shook our world and many lives were lost. And, you know, it's just, you never know. You never know. So I've really, you know, made a lot of changes, you know, for myself personally with work. I mean, I still, you know, I work very hard when I'm working and doing procedures, you know, working very hard on those days, but decided last year that I was going to start taking my Wednesdays off from actually going and doing procedures or being at the office. And that would be a time where I could catch up on paperwork and relax, you know, because physically I'm up on my feet moving around all day doing procedures. And so just a day in the middle of the week where I could just relax, I could do some self-care, maybe go get a lymphatic massage, you know, just do things that you know, that I typically wouldn't get a chance to do, and that I really was, in my opinion, depriving myself of for all these years, where I was just working straight through the whole week and then spending hours and hours on the weekend, at least 10 to 12 hours on the weekend doing work, missing out on activities with my kids and my wife, missing out on, you know, getting up at the crack of dawn, you know, staying up late on the weekends to catch up. So I really did make some changes in that regard this past year, and it's been wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's been great. I look forward to my Wednesdays. You know, I know I'm going to work Monday, Tuesday. I've got Wednesday to look forward to, where I can just do paperwork, review pathology reports, and then do some self-care and cook on Wednesday nights, because usually it's my beautiful wife here who does the cooking every single night. And this woman, she doesn't just cook from a box, and she doesn't like she makes elaborate gourmet meals every night, which I'm so thankful.
You think they're so elaborate, but they literally take me 30 minutes. But yes, elaborate meals.
Yeah, so, you know, so I love to cook, but I don't cook a lot. And so it's not like I have a huge repertoire of different things that I make. But I love Puerto Rican beans and rice.
Wednesday's Puerto Rican night.
That's right. Wednesday's Puerto Rican night. And it gives me, you know, so it gives me a chance to be in the kitchen, and gives her a little bit of a break. And, you know, and I love it. I mean, the kids love the rice and beans, and yeah, put on some Puerto Rican salsa, some music, and
so what are your goals?
My goals
up for this next year.
So my goals are to continue to work on having more fun. Mm-hmm. Okay, trying to be more present. All right, that's one thing that I've struggled with through the years, and my wife can attest to this, because, you know, for years, I mean, like I said, working all week long, working all weekend, you know, missing out on family activities. But the other thing is that even when I was with the family, like, my mind was just thinking about, oh, you know, that patient, did I do this? Did I do that? Did I call them? Just constantly worried about the practice and the patients. I mean, always worried about the patients. And as a result, I wasn't being present. I wasn't being present. So like, if we would go out, my mind was somewhere else. So I was there physically, but mentally and emotionally, I wasn't all there. And so, you know, I was really still missing out. So this past year, and what I've planned on continue to work on, is being present, you know, and realizing that every moment is my life. Every moment is my life. Every moment that I live, that's my life. That is my journey, you know. And another thing that I've really worked on is not being like, oh, well, once I get to this, or once I get to that, or once I have this, then I will have reached. No more of that. Because this is my life right now, this second. This is my journey. And so one of my biggest goals is to really work on being present, on enjoying the journey, every second of it. Every single second can be a very delicious second in my life. And I want to totally, totally eat it up and soak it up and enjoy it. Because this is my life and this is my journey.
Wonderful. Very good. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, well, thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Here's to another year of good health and happiness and enjoying every delicious moment.
Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us. We would love to help you with your digestive issues. So the best way to connect with us is by going to our website. On the very front page, you will see a little button. It's a magenta color. You can click on it and set up a 30-minute free wellness consult with myself or our Spanish-speaking holistic nutritionist. We'd love to help you out. All of that is done over the phone. Also, if you can, be sure to rate the show, give it a 5-star so that other people just like you can find us better. And if you haven't subscribed to the show, please do that. That way you don't miss any delicious moments of us sharing information with you. Okay? Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.